time to talk entertainment, something that will make you laugh and smile and all those good things that one does when they are amused. Penobscot Theater finding ways to take care of that need this holiday season as they partner with Improv Acadia. And to tell us more about it, we're joined on the telephone by our friend Jen Shepherd. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, good. I mean, I'm a little flustered, but I'm good.
Do we have our times wrong? Did I screw up? It's happened before.
No, you're exactly right, as always. I just got so confused on that call for a second. I was like, wait, what? What is this? What is happening? But I'm here now, and I'm present in this moment.
Well, that's all you need to be. And look, you're great at improv, so you don't need any preparation for this.
Exactly. Off the cuff.
Let it fly. Well, we are so excited. Last week, we talked to Ken Stack about the Christmas Carol that I cannot wait to see. It sounds so phenomenal. And then another holiday offering that you are putting together that begins on December 10th and plays through the 27th. This one, perhaps not as much for the kids. What can you tell us about Deck the Balls?
Well, it's going to be a fully improvised holiday extravaganza that will include music, and hopefully a lot of laughter, and yes, definitely going to be on the naughty side. So we did A Kick in Your Dickens last year, which we based loosely on A Christmas Carol, and this year's Deck the Balls is based on It's a Wonderful Life. So we're going to be retelling that story in an all-new fashion every single night using audience suggestions.
I love the trailer that you did. You did a wonderful job incorporating yourself into the film.
Well, that's the wizardry of John Seidenberg, who is our box office manager. But in this new era, he's also become what I lovingly refer to as the digital daddy. And he can do such amazing things. We have the studio that we're going to be performing in is my dining room. And we've set up a green screen, three cameras, a microphone, a keyboard. It's just and so what we can do with that green screen is sometimes it will appear that we are in the movie sometimes.
Wow. And so when you do this, every night is a completely different show.
Correct. Yeah. Well, so we start by taking a whole host of suggestions, but we're also going to feature some real-time interaction between the performers and the audience. And, you know, every night it's the bones of it will be the same because we'll follow the story arc of It's a Wonderful Life, but all of the connecting materials and the names and the places and maybe some of the things that happen will change based on what the audience decides.
Is it wrong that most of all I want to see you play Zuzu?
No, it's not wrong, and I do plan to play Zuzu as well as so many other characters. I've been studying the show, and there were so many characters that I forgot that I was like, oh, right. Oh, that character. I love that character. So, and then Mike Streeman came back to join us, and he is going to be our George Bailey. So,
oh, that is wonderful. And so how do people get tickets, and how do they get to participate in this interactive event?
Sure. You can go to PenobscotTheater.org or call our box office 207-942-3333. And what happens is the show is live every night at 7 o'clock. So you have to pick a night that you'd like to attend. And then you have to be in your quote-unquote seat. As I always say, pick the best seat, not the worst seat in your house. Pick the best seat. And then the show will run about 90 minutes. And you'll be entertained right there. And you'll also, people will get to interact with the other people in the audience in the Zoom room, so to speak.
Wow, that is so cool. Now, how does it change from a performer's perspective when you're dealing with people through technology and not right there where you can see them?
Wow, it's so funny you say that, because one reason I was so, when Corey called me, I was like, well, we were just having a discussion about the best way to interact with the audience. And I think what changes is there is that moment of delay that we've all experienced in Zoom. And so being an improviser, I think you can speak to this as well, as you are also one. Instead of looking at it as a problem, we're trying to see it, like, how can we use that moment of hesitation? Maybe it gives the audience a moment to think, how can we utilize that to enhance the interaction, you know, via this digital medium. It also changes because we won't hear the laughter. We'll be able to see people reacting, but we probably won't be able to hear them. So
I've done shows where you don't hear the laughter. It's very disconcerting.
I was just going to say, if you've been a performer for long enough, you know what to do when that happens, which is just realize that you think you're funny and go with that.
I'm trying to think of some of the great scenes from the movie. Do you have to jump into the water to rescue George?
Well, we're talking about how to achieve that. We've got a little something up our sleeve. We will actually have Mike on the streets of, we're not calling it Bedford Falls, we're calling it Wonder Town. And we'll also, John has built some virtual backgrounds for us, so you'll actually see Nick's bar or martini, depending on which side of the reality you're in. And we've also decked out our living room. It's like Christmas, you know, kind of threw up inside there right now, our dining room, I mean. And so some of the scenes will be in front of our Christmas scene that I've created. We have a special tree and we have garlands everywhere. It's actually quite cheery. Considering, you know, how strange the holidays are, it's kind of nice to do a show like this where I think people can really use a laugh. And also, I think it's going to be fun to look at as well. You know, just cheery is what I mean. It's going to be cheery.
And Larence will be on the keyboards.
Yes. And he's also going to play a couple of little cameo roles.
Ooh.
Oh, what? So, yeah, Larence will be on the keys. And Mike is an amazing singer. He's toured with shows, musical shows, and I can hold a tune if I have a bucket. And so together we're going to definitely do some musical improv as well, because we're podding together. We've all got tested, blah, blah, blah. And so we can actually like sing around each other, which is also going to be, I find that just very, it lifts the spirits, doesn't it, to sing. And we can't do that very much right now. So that should be great.
Well, this sounds wonderful, and it's so exciting. And I mentioned this to Ken. It's so great what Barry and the folks, you included, have done at Penobscot Theater, not just for this holiday season, but to put together this remarkable and innovative season that's helping us get entertainment even in the time of COVID.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I'm glad to hear you feel that way. We certainly do, and I think A Christmas Carol is going to just be so enchanting. And Michael Haverty and the Object Group, they did such an amazing job recreating the story, and using Ken's vocals is just going to be so magical. And then, you know, that's the nice, and then we're the naughty. So we've really got you covered. Sugar and spice, naughty and nice, you know?
Well, I can't wait for both. Again, you can get in touch with Penobscot Theater for more information at the website, penobscottheater.org. Give them a call, 207-942-3333. Deck the Balls, interactive version of It's a Wonderful Life, and then some, with Jen Shepherd and her talented crew, getting underway on December 10th. Can't wait to see you, Jen. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the other side of the computer.
All right, Rich. Take care. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Jen Shepherd with us here on Downtown.